He's going to take it himself for a championship!
A double play and wins it for three!
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch!
Broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Welcome back inside Peters Township's AHN Arena as we move to 3A, the Class 3A Team Wrestling Semifinals. Our matchup here on mat number two, Connellsville Falcons taking on Franklin Regional, the Panthers of Franklin Regional. I'm Jason Tennant, joined by Bobby Fox for today's broadcast, and that broadcast is being presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, on Main Street, Hickory, online, dayinsurance.com, by Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years, Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. And by Washington Financial Bank, download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.com. Dot bank. Bring Bobby Fox into the broadcast, and Bobby, we have a matchup here. Semifinals, we have Connellsville versus Franklin Regional. On the other mat, it's Trinity versus Bethel Park. The two winners will meet for the WPIAL title, and the two losers will meet for third place and a spot in the team tournament. That would be the third and final spot into the PIAA team tournament.
Well, this AAA team bracket has gone according to plan. Top four teams are here in Peters Township, beautiful AHN Arena. Third seeded Connellsville, second seeded Franklin Regional, and on the other side, Trinity, the top seed, fourth seeded Bethel Park. You looking down at the initial lineups or how they weighed in, it doesn't look like we're going to have too many forfeits in this one.
No, I agree. Let's go ahead and run down those lineups here. We're starting at 121 pounds, I believe. Is that correct?
Correct.
Let's run it down. We'll start at 121. You give me the Franklin Regional wrestler. I'll give you Connellsville. 121.
And for Franklin Regional, looks like it'll be Sal Nassif.
And for Connellsville, Zach Franks.
Franklin Regional weighs in three at 127. Tyler Capusta, Chase Smith, and Roman Bolero.
Chase Sparks for Connellsville.
133, Dom Calazzi, Ethan Law, or Nico Sarnik.
Kai Vilma for Connellsville.
139, it will be either Calazzi, Law, or Sarnik.
And Connellsville has a Leland Hollis or Parker Lembo.
All right, going to, lost my place, 145, Cohen Bucciacone, Luke Ankney, or Nolan Pokel.
And for Connellsville, it's Dominic Black or Evan Petrovich.
Going to 152 for Franklin Regional, Ethan Cartwright.
Colton Turek for Connellsville.
160, Franklin Regional, Dominic Lombardozzi, Gunnar Perez, Ryder Perez, or Jordan Perks.
Simon Ginnelly or Lonzi Vielma for Connellsville.
172, Ben Hartman or Henry Patz for Franklin Regional.
And for Connellsville, it is Crew Harwell or Nick Rohall.
189, Troy McClellan for Franklin Regional.
At 189 pounds, nobody weighed in for Connellsville.
Okay. 215, Eli Dougherty or Giuliano Marion.
Chris Cook for Connellsville.
And then it'll be either Dougherty or Marion at heavyweight for Franklin Regional.
To face Tyler Gallus out of Connellsville. Back up to 107 now.
107, Titus Colangelo for Franklin Regional.
Tony Gretz or Nolan Rice for Connellsville.
114, Mike Ruane for the Panthers.
And either Gretz or Rice wrestling there at 114 for the Falcons. And we'll get right at it here with action getting underway.
So I just want to double check something real quick. Yeah, I thought I was wrong. It's Ethan Liu at 133 for Franklin Regional, not Law. Ethan Liu. Can't read my own writing. So here we go, 121 pounds. Jason Tennant, you going to take the call on this one?
I'll take this one. That'll be fine. We'll get our matchup here for you in AAA.
Then, as we alluded to on the other mat, 1 versus 4, Trinity, Bethel Park.
Got to get all squared away here to get the matchups. We're starting at 121. I'm guessing this is Nassif and Franks, or Nassif, excuse me, and Franks. But let's just double check that is the matchup we have here, and that is the case. So we're underway here, and a quick single leg shot here by Franks, and he comes up the body for the takedown, and Zach Franks has the 2-0 lead here for the Falcons.
Falcons are led by veteran head coach Bill Swink. Franklin Regional led by, is it Lieb? Matt Lieb?
Yeah.
And then on the other side of it, well, we'll get to them later.
Actually, it's Lieby.
Is it Lieby?
Yeah, Lieby.
I couldn't remember.
Looking for a cradle here is Franks, but couldn't get that left arm up through, so goes back to this tight waist here. Again, trying to get that right arm through for a cradle, but couldn't get it. Now an ankle pick and drives Nassif out of bounds.
You know, coming off of the double-A matches, especially Mount Pleasant, who had several forfeits, you look at Franklin Regional, they've got several weights where they have at least three wrestlers.
And again, in that single, switching to a double, comes right up. The body lifts Nassif and takes him back down to the mat, and it's now 4-1.
Got three counties from Western PA represented here, correct?
That's right.
Connellsville,
yeah,
out of Fayette County. Trinity, not too far away in Washington County. Allegheny County, represented by Bethel Park and Franklin Regional.
Franklin Regional is very close to being, I think that might be on the verge of being Westmoreland there as well.
I thought so. Franklin Regional, you know, there was a while back, they were known for just having superstar names.
Right.
And Franklin Regional.
Oh, nice takedown there by Franks, and trying to take Nassif right to his back. They did award the escape. There wasn't a whole lot of separation there, but they awarded the escape. And now another takedown, and this time right to his back. Franks looking for the fall here on Nassif. He's running short on time, 3 seconds. Still looking, and it will end without the fall. 6-2. The score at the end of one in favor, a 9-2 with a 3 near fall points, 9-2 for Franks over Nassif.
Outstanding start for Zach Franks. Got that left shoulder in a harness. Also got some tape on it, but doesn't seem to be bothering him here early on.
They go neutral here to start this second period. 9-2 lead, and now make it 11-2 as Franks comes around for another takedown. Again, he hasn't had the cradle yet. He's tried for it 3 or 4 times. Now he's trying to create an opening there to get that arm through, and there he does. That was well done. Used the leverage of his leg to open up to get his arm through for the cradle, and now he's got Nassif in a bad way, cradled up and looking for the fall. And there is the fall. Time will be 2:42. Franks your winner on to 127 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Heading into 127-pound action, we're going to have Chase Sparks of Connellsville taking on Chase Smith. Battle of the Chases here. Chase Smith out of Franklin Regional.
Well, that's interesting. I've got it as Tyler Capusta on the same website.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the live bout.
Okay.
So, yeah, it is Chase Smith. And right off the bat, we have maybe a poke to the eye, it looks like. They're not really going to give him much time to recover either.
There we go.
9 seconds in, and looked like Smith took a poke to the eye, and they really didn't give him a whole lot of time to to shake that off. Ear-to-ear tie here. Heavy on the head right now is Sparks.
Tell you what, great start for Connellsville with that fall. At 121, you know this is going to be a tough match. If you can get out there and get an early six, that could certainly get you off on the right foot. Connellsville, one of the best wrestling traditions in the state of Pennsylvania. You can tell from the size of the staff on the bench, this is a well-supported program.
No doubt.
Lots of coaches, a lot of support staff. I'm counting at least eight right now.
1 minute gone here in this one. Not a whole lot of activity between Sparks and Smith.
If this turns into a Connellsville Trinity final, that's about as tradition-rich as you get between those two schools.
Trinity, it's been a while.
Yeah, they kind of had to wait for Waynesburg Central to sort of back to earth.
They have come on extremely strong. You started to see it, I think, probably last year, that what was in the works, and now it's coming to fruition this year, getting the top seed, the Hillers. And, you know, that back in the day, they were a wrestling power, and it kind of fell off for a little bit, but they're right back here competing for a WPL title this year.
Yeah, Ron Tarquinio's got them on the right track as the top seed here in the tournament.
22 seconds left. Still no score in this one between Sparks and Smith. Smith kind of lowering his level, looking for an opening here to shoot on Sparks. We're down to 10 seconds. Haven't really seen a real good shot. A lot of tie-ups. Fairly uneventful. Here's a late shot there by Sparks, but we head to the second period with no score.
Connellsville singlets, blue on the bottom, white on the top, sort of faded in the middle. The Connellsville C on the back. Franklin Regional, blue and old gold. Panthers down the spine. Here on the little mat.
Yeah, we still haven't figured it out. I was talking in between there about that with a colleague of ours, Greg Warnock, and yeah, it's very odd to see one mat smaller than the other. We get a two-point reversal here for Chase Smith to take the 2-0 lead as Franklin Regional tries to get on the board here in the second bout.
Definitely some big names in this match. Guys you're going to see probably at the Division I level.
Hard cross face there from Smith. Smith trying to lock up potentially a cradle here on Sparks. Now just goes around the ankle. Sparks pretty well flat here, a minute into the second period.
Yeah, good ride here from Smith. Really dominant in that top spot. No points to show for it, though.
Just stall on bottom here. Sparks has been warned for stalling. Broken back down with 35 to go here in the second period. Looking for a half on the left side here is Smith, trying to turn Sparks for maybe a half and a bar here. Now he let go of the half. Now he's got that arm bar, and he's going to turn Sparks, but again, short on time here, down to 6 seconds to go, looking for the fall. And he's not going to get it. Time expires. Near fall makes it 5-0. We're back with third period after this on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. Interest rates have gone up. We are currently paying 6.5% interest. What we offer is a safe, secure savings vehicle with no fees or charges, just guaranteed growth. If the stock market is making you nervous, or if you want a higher rate of return than what your local bank is paying, we need to talk. Call us at 724-228-3448. Stop by our office in Washington or Hickory for more details, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Started neutral in the third. Smith able to come around behind and get a takedown and go up now 7-0 on Sparks of Connellsville. This was a fairly uneventful first period, but Smith has dominated since.
Yeah, he's looked really good. Especially from that top position.
Now he's going to let, trying to get some bonus points here. He's going to let him up, and he has a 7-point lead. Now 7-1. If he can get a takedown here, it turns into a major.
Still has some time before they have to make the decision whether or not to cut him.
Well, he did cut him once.
Oh, okay.
Well, they cut him again. If he can get the major and hold him there, he's got 1:03 left. Down to 50 seconds. He was a lot closer to getting that takedown before that whistle. Now.
Yep. I was just going to wonder if he was going to try to hook that. Thought he might try for a gator roll.
Now trying to
mixer.
Come around the back. And Smith close to getting around. Looks like Sparks still on that left leg. Smith
keep
trying
circling.
To get these very close. There it is, the two. And that will force it into a major, a 9-1 score with just 20 seconds. And Smith just has to hang right there to get that 4 points for his team.
See if Sparks can pick up a big escape point here.
That'd be a huge escape. Take a team point away from Franklin Regional, essentially. Time will expire. And that'll make the score 6-4 in favor of Collinsville. 1:33 coming up on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
This should be a good one. Kai Vielma of Connellsville and Tyler Kapusta of Franklin Regional.
Kai, freshman. Kapusta, the veteran. Of course, Kai's older brother, Lonzi. We'll see him later in this match.
Both wrestlers just kind of feeling each other out at this point. Kapusta down to a knee. And they go out of bounds. A little pushy-shovey there after the whistle. Just a little jab taken.
This is going to be a tight match the whole way through. Could definitely see some extracurriculars.
Shooting in there is Kapusta. They're off the edge. 1:02 gone in this 133-pound bout.
Connellsville out to an early 6-4 lead. After two weights.
Now another block there by Vielma. Reaches in for a leg. Now Wizard here from Kapusta, and he lost it, and looking for the takedown, couldn't grab the other ankle. Had one, but couldn't get the second.
And Jason, if you were on the other mat, you'd still be going.
That's a very good point.
Because his foot touched the hardwood.
That's a very good point. That would have been a takedown. Very likely, he would not have run out of room.
Yep.
How did we get 1 point?
I have no idea. Because there were no stall calls before that, right?
No.
Let me see.
See if we can figure that out. Penalty point of some sort awarded to Vielma. Now Vielma looking for another takedown. He drags out of bounds, but they give him the takedown this time. That'll make the score 3-0, although the officials are talking about it right now. They are conversing.
That looked pretty good to me.
And they're bringing over the coaches here.
Why are they bringing the coaches? Because the it's not like a situation.
Is it regarding the first point, I'm wondering? Because I'm seeing that official holding up one.
But for green.
Okay. Oh, okay, so they're saying it should be 2-1?
I don't know where that first point still would have come
from. I don't know either, but I'm wondering if they're saying it should be 2-1.
Looks like it's going to stay 3-0.
Yeah, they're not changing it. And they're not updating as far as sometimes you can see the calls
right
on the bouts if you're looking on
right.
Flow Wrestling. But
that's
it's
point
not,
by point.
It's not that way on this tournament. So not sure where that penalty point came from, but it will stand 3-0.
That's 3-0 in favor of Kai Vielma.
And Vielma here starts on top in this second period and drives Kapusta right out of bounds.
Point is only a freshman. Kai Vielma looks like he's going to be a really good one for Connellsville.
Has the leg here, maintaining control.
Nice.
Vielma.
Just kind of swung Kapusta back down by that leg.
Now has the leg lifted up, elevated, and back out of bounds they go. This Connellsville team, 11-2 on the year, coming into this one. Talked about Vielma being a freshman. And Kai Vielma has this leg lifted again and near the border boundary, not about no the short boundary. 25-4. Vielma is in this freshman campaign.
Sorry about that.
Could have blamed it on somebody else. Nobody knew it was yours.
That's true. That's one of those first rules of audio production. Never blame yourself.
Vielma doing a nice job. As much as Kapusta is trying to get away, Vielma keeps improving his position to maintain control.
Jason, you've seen a lot of Tyler Kapusta over the last couple of years.
Yes, absolutely.
He's no slouch.
Franklin Regional 18-0 coming into this match.
Here's a chance for Kapusta. Pick up the
escape.
Now
in the front headlock here, but they're out of bounds, and he should have.
Yeah, but again, that's a situation where if they were on the Peters Township match, that could have continued and possibly turned into a reversal.
It is a very odd situation that you would have a WPL semifinal on a mat that is smaller than regulation. Very bizarre. Not sure why that occurred. They go out of bounds with 42 seconds remaining here in the second period. Still a 3-1 lead for Vielma.
Well, not to beat this drum too much, but there's plenty of schools around where you could have brought in another mat.
Well, it looks like this one came from Canamac, so why didn't they just bring the varsity Canamac mat?
Now, the only thing I'm looking at is, although if I'm looking, you know, kind of the layout of the basketball court, kind of where the edges are, you could have put a full-size mat on that other side.
Yeah, I'm sure. This one goes out of bounds with 16 seconds remaining. And again, smaller mat.
Right, because he sat him right on his butt.
Kapusta, the senior, is 31-3 this season. Was a district runner-up. WPL's second place last year was Kapusta. Ended up finishing 7th in the state. Reset the clock here for a third period. 3-1 in favor of the freshman Vielma.
Seventh in the state?
Tyler Kapusta?
He was indeed.
Wow. That really tells you something about this freshman, Kai Vioma.
And that's part of the point. I mean, if you're going to set this matchup up, I mean, if you can knock out one that is consistently a win for Franklin Regional.
That's a big
swing. Like I said, 31-3 on the year. You get a win against that guy. That's a big swing in points for this Connellsville team. 4-1 the score with the escape for Vioma.
And even if Vioma gives up a takedown to Kapusta with that three-point lead, you still got a little wiggle room to work with. Nice 2-on-1 here, though, by Vioma.
Getting back, we do get a stall warning against Vioma, and that was probably legit.
Still just hanging on that Russian tie.
1 minute, 17 seconds remaining.
Matt Levy telling him, hey, you got that stall call. Got to move.
Down to a minute to go here. All the excitement you're hearing is from the Trinity-Bethel Park match.
Jason Tennant's alma mater.
That's correct.
A proud Hiller.
See Andy McGanko down there barking out some signals. He was maybe a year behind me in school, I think.
Okay.
That would make him the class of 98, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, now you're giving away his age.
That's right. Sorry, Andy.
Sorry, not sorry.
Right.
But Vielma's still just hanging on to this 2-on-1 tie. I don't know if the official's going to let him do that much longer. And if he gives him that second stall call to make it 4-2, and now he's backing up again. It's good to hold center of the mat, but you still got to show some offense. Here's a reshot. Now Vielma's in real good position because he can just hold on to that leg.
Hang on to that leg and ride it out.
Referee will call for a stalemate, so they're going to have to reset. And now he can back out of dodge all he wants. There's the second stall.
That'll do it. 4-2 final for Kai Vioma. Big win over Tyler Kapusta. And that'll make the score 9-4 in favor of Connellsville. Here on the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monacalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
You haven't missed any action. We're having some difficulties here with the book or with the identifying the two that came out. If that doesn't jive with what the scorekeepers have on their book or what the case is, the officials and coaches have all come over and tried to get this all straightened out. I'm not sure where the problem is, but we've got two wrestlers out there ready to go, anklets on. one official ready to go, but Heath Graff over here still on the near side with the scores. Frank Volcano's involved, so we'll get it. We'll get it straight.
Taken care of.
We'll get it straight, but something is amiss here as far as the stat keeping is going. 9-4, the score in favor of Connellsville through three bouts, and we're at 139 pounds. And it could be any. No, it could be three different guys from Franklin Regional. It could be a couple of different guys from Connellsville. So it looks like it's going to be Julian Ruggieri and Nico Sarnik. Ruggieri of Connellsville, Sarnik of Franklin Regional, and finally, we apparently have it squared away. Underway here, Sarnik and Ruggieri. Shot attempt here by Sarnik, in on the leg, trying to fight it off here is Ruggieri. Sprawling back here, Ruggieri, and trying to come to his feet, and does. And they'll separate, no harm, no foul there. Good job by Ruggieri to fight off that shot. Shuck by attempt there by Sarnik. Blocked again by Ruggieri with an underhook here on the left side, and they go out of bounds.
Ruggieri, another of the big names for Connellsville. Pretty good size difference between Ruggieri and Sarnik. Sarnik a lot longer. Tell you what, I know we're not really paying attention to the Trinity Belt the Park match, but whoever has got Blake Reiner, who is one of the best here, Reiner's having his problems.
Well, that would be...
I can tell you.
Yeah, it's right here. Mason Kiernan.
Well, that explains it. That's a fantastic bout right there. Mason Kiernan and Blake Reiner.
46 seconds to go here in this one in the first period. No score between Ruggieri and Sarnik.
You could see those two wrestle each other at Hershey.
Absolutely.
I think Kernan's third all-time in wins at Bethel Park.
Front headlock here from Ruggieri. 27 seconds to go here in this first period. Now trying to come around behind is Ruggieri. Close to getting there, and there's the takedown.
Nice job on that go-behind by Ruggieri. Kept his feet moving.
Now trying to run this bar. And we get a potentially dangerous. That'll stop it with 11 seconds to go. Nico Sarnik, a junior. Comes into this one in this season with a mark of just 8-5. Got a pretty tall task for Sarnik against Ruggieri here as Ruggieri has a 2-0 lead heading into the second. Sarnik defers his choice to the third, and Ruggieri is going to choose bottom. Julian Ruggieri, also a junior for Connellsville. His record 21-8 on the year. And now we get a locked hands call. Going to be called against Sarnik, and that will award another point to Ruggieri. Penalty point makes it 3-0.
We had to love the energy from bottom by Ruggieri, literally running around the edge of this mat with Sarnik holding on for dear life. Here he goes again.
Another locked hands call. They get him again for another penalty point to Ruggieri. It's 4-0.
And that all comes from that pressure on bottom from Ruggieri. Getting those hips out, forcing the hands of Sarnik out. And Sarnik said, I've had enough of this. Just cuts him loose. That's a big win for Ruggieri. Basically added a takedown without having to take him down.
Ninety seconds to go in this second period. Front headlock. Forcing that head down is Ruggieri trying to come around, but runs out of mat. Out of bounds, 122.
Stall call may be coming soon on Sarnik, especially after the two locked hands calls and now being forced out of bounds by Ruggieri. Because Ruggieri's just starting to muscle him around now.
Oh, Closing in on a minute to go here in a second.
Jerry, nice job. Just force the head down, circle around.
1 point escape makes it 7-1 now. And they're out of bounds. 45 seconds to go in the second period.
Now, you would think, since, again, I know we're beating a dead horse, with this smaller mat, as soon as a wrestler's foot touches the red mat, that should be considered out of bounds. Because right. You're past the boundary of the mat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Inside 30 seconds now. As Ruggieri, now a shot here by Sarnik. In on the leg. Ruggieri trying to come up over top here and get the takedown, but Sarnik still hanging on to the leg. Down to 10 seconds. As Ruggieri trying to peel that arm away, now I think we're just going to head to the third period. 7-1 our score. Back with the third period after this on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Ruggieri working from the top position here in this third period as Sarnik chose bottom. You wonder, I mean, obviously looking for a cradle here is Ruggieri, but you want to see, if you're Connellsville, want to see some bonus points out of this. Right now it's a 6-point lead, and now looks like he's going to cut him loose and try to force it to a major at the very least. Got a 5-point lead now. Ruggieri.
Nice shuck by.
Yeah, they're out of bounds, and again.
Bigger mat. That's a
running out of mat.
Yep. That one was so close to the edge in college, that's a takedown.
Now Ruggieri tries to slip around. He will get the takedown here, I believe. Still
not
has
yet
to get that leg free. Yeah, that leg. Sarnik still around the right leg of Ruggieri and stops that takedown.
Oh, nice. That's all power.
And now right to his back goes Sarnik. And there's the fall. That comes out of nowhere. Time of the fall is 5:12 for Julian Ruggieri. And that makes it 15-4 in favor of Connellsville. We're back after this on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near Consol Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
It's getting ugly over on the red mat again.
That was an injury. I know that I saw that much. Evan Petrovich out here against Cohen Buccioni.
Buccioni, I think. Buccioni,
thank you.
I made that same mistake when I went down the weights.
And coming around for the takedown here is Petrovich. And they're out of bounds with 26 seconds gone. Back underway. 2-1 after an escape is awarded before the restart there. To Buccioni, and now another take. No, close to a takedown here. Thought he was going to come around and grab it, but Buccioni stays on the leg, and now Buccioni getting himself in better position. Now it's back the other way as Petrovich trying to come around behind. He gets that leg free. Good scramble here by these two. Looked like Petrovich was close to a takedown, then looked like Bucciacone had a better shot at it. Now Petrovic may be in a little better position, but in tight on that leg, though, is Bucciacone. And now running out of room on the mat as well. And no call to stalemate. 49 seconds to go in the first period.
Good action between these two. Get things started. Tried an ankle pick. Oh, beautiful shot by Petrovic.
Petrovic with the two makes it 4-1. Wrist underneath here does Petrovic. And time is going to expire here in the first. 4-1 in favor of Evan Petrovic of Connellsville. Connellsville out to a 15-4 lead here through four bouts.
Connellsville still with one of its big hammers looming, pardon me, with Lonzi Bielma.
A couple of sit-out attempts, and look out here because Petrovic initially had his back exposed there. He's going to get two near fall, however, as he muscles Bucciacone over for a two count. You got to watch how close his back is.
He really is.
Does Petrovic, but trying to tilt here, and he looks like he's got another two being held by the official Heath Graff. Here on the edge. Now he's got more near fall coming. See if he can get the full. Looks like he will. Not going to be able to pin him out of this, I don't believe. Try to readjust.
Another very strong performance out of Connellsville.
Yeah. Hasn't got to the five count yet for the three near falls. Still just two, I believe.
I thought that second turn he did. Unless it ended right before he got there. There's
now
three.
They do award it.
He just never released the grip.
Right. I wasn't sure if he'd gotten the full three or not. And they're out of bounds. Make it 9-1. After the near fall from Petrovic. And now another conference over here at the scorer's table.
Yes, I think the bookkeeper just wanted confirmation on the three.
33 seconds on the clock here. Petrovic. Riding on top here.
This bookkeeper really looks like he's struggling.
Perplexed?
He really does. They gave him the three. He's still asking if it's three or two.
Down to 5 seconds, and Petrovic can try. Oh, look out, try to sit right there.
I'll tell you what, though, like you said, he nearly put himself on his back.
When he does that, he exposes his back, and, I mean, a couple times it's been close. I mean, those two shoulders hit the mat, he pins himself.
Well, and then all Bucciacone's really got to do is reach back, grab his head.
And now look at this reversal attempt here from Petrovic, and right into a cradle potentially. Got the reversal, got the cradle locked. Awkward position here. Oh, my goodness. Pull him down on top of himself again. Petrovic's got to be careful here.
Yeah, the Franklin Regional bench making sure our official knows about it. Petrovic kind of goes all out on his offense, doesn't he?
He sure does, and he puts himself in some precarious positions. That was probably the closest right there, where if that weight of Bucciacone shifts just a little bit, Petrovic just pinned right there. That was close.
You almost wonder if down the road wrestlers are going to see this and they're going to allow themselves to get into that sort of situation knowing that, hey, I can pin this kid. He starts throwing that
fall.
Offense.
Yeah. 14-1 is our score right now. So closing in on a technical fall for Petrovich with 1:08 to go. Down to 45 seconds. You wonder if Petrovich is going to look for the turn or if he might cut him.
I'd cut him at this point.
I would have too by now.
Although you cut him and you take him down. Oh, yeah, that'd be right. That'd be 16-2.
No, you still need two takedowns.
No, that's you're right. You're right.
Still need two takedowns, so it might. You're probably too late for that now. You're looking to just cut it or you're looking to just turn him. And right now, Bucciacone is not going over. And another situation here and now.
Got one. Look out.
And they roll right on through. Just rolling all over the place down here. But Petrovich is going to hang on to win. It will just be a major, though, not a technical fall. 14-1 in favor of Evan Petrovich. And that'll make it 19-4 as we head to 152 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Going to be Colton Turek of Connellsville and Ethan Cartwright of Franklin Regional here at 152 pounds. These guys are the only two that weighed in for their respective teams at this weight, so no bumping around or anything for this one, just straight 152. And look out. Headlock here attempt by Turek, and now he's got it.
I'll tell you what, I love it right there because Turek looked like he had no chance of hitting that headlock. He's still not going to get much out of it.
No, he's not.
But he's stuck with it, even as Cartwright looked like he might end up with the takedown.
And now Cartwright driving in. He's got the leg. Cartwright getting himself in much better position here. If he can pop his head out.
That looks like two right there. If he can cover the other leg. There it is.
There it is. So it goes from what looked like an impressive start for Turek to an opening takedown for Ethan Cartwright. Cradle here for Cartwright. He had it, now lost it. Wasn't able to get any back points with it. Both our matches here at Peters Township are even at 152 pounds right now. Again, looking for that cradle here is Cartwright.
Well, we had that big flurry at the beginning when Turek went for that headlock, and since then, not a whole lot going on in this
right.
First period.
Still listed in control here is Cartwright, but he's getting a little loose, and now not been awarded yet. Now it will be right on the edge. Good job there by Turek to get the two-point reversal just before the end of the period as well. So we'll be tied at two at the end of one.
Coming up next, 160-pounders. Could see Lonzi Vielma of Connellsville. Be interesting to see how Coach Swink handles that. And then we got four weighed in at 160 for Franklin Regional. Lombardozzi, Perez, and Perks.
Right.
Sounds like a law firm.
Turek from the bottom here to start this. They didn't start the clock. There was a lot of time ran off there. And now getting near foul points here is Cartwright, and Cartwright just settles in on top. Got the two near foul to make it 4-2.
Connellsville has won four of the first five weight classes in this 3A semifinal.
And now Cartwright. Cartwright, just a freshman here for this Franklin Regional team, by the way. And he's got this cradle locked up, and he turns Turek to his back. Cartwright looking for the fall. Got to get out from underneath that right shoulder.
Yeah, Turek's pretty safe, other than the fact he's already given up the three. There's no way Cartwright can pin him out of this.
Not without some sort of readjustment.
Right.
We'll get the three here. We still haven't awarded it, but he let go of the cradle. There's the three. 7-2 now in favor of the freshman from Franklin Regional. Comes in with a 16-8 mark on the season. Colton Turek is a junior for the Falcons, and this is only his third bout of the year. He's 1-1.
Wow.
And now that cradle is locked again. And more near fall coming. 10 seconds to go, second period. Running short on time here, but Cartwright going to collect some more near fall points. Or maybe that
I don't know.
He never got consecutive swipes.
He never got him to 45.
Well, he got a swipe here and a swipe there, right, but he never got consecutive swipes. So 7-2 is our score at the end of two.
Yeah, what happened there, he pretty much had Turek on his hip, but he was never able to turn him any further, even though he had a pretty good cradle in.
So 7-2 in favor of Cartwright. And they're going to say that was just an inadvertent or whistle. Maybe the other mat sparked them to jump that restart. Flattened out on the mat now is Turek.
Tell you what, this site of Peters Township's not too bad as a in-between between Trinity and Bethel Park, is it?
Well represented. Boy, the Hillers came out in droves, I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. See a lot of familiar faces across the way.
Going to have a little reunion after
Maybe.
The match, eh?
Another half here for Cartwright.
Well, he is torquing and pulling on that right arm
that
and elbow.
Not look comfortable.
I don't know how the official didn't stop it.
Down to 104 to go. Still 7-2.
Thankfully, Turek cleared his arm. Yeah, this Cartwright's going to be a pretty good wrestler.
No doubt about it. Already off to a fantastic start here as a freshman.
Just hit Turek.
See what he might do in the individual postseason.
They also hit Turek for stalling, his first. Give Colton Turek credit, though. He, right now, is only going to give up 3 team points. He's still got 30 seconds to go, though. So he is kind of in damage control.
Down to 19 seconds to go here. Bring him back to the center of the mat. 15 seconds on the clock. It looks like Cartwright.
You called a lot of Cartwrights.
That's for sure. Down to 10 seconds.
Turek's got to be careful here. Just
maintain that regular decision here. And he will. 7-2 final in favor of Cartwright. The second win for Franklin Regional will make it 19-7 as we head to 160 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Heading on to 160 pounds here, we'll see who the two teams bring out. It will be Lonzi Vielma for Connellsville, and he'll take on Jordan Perks from Franklin Regional.
And Franklin Regional had plenty of choices. Four wrestlers at that weight.
We saw Kai Vielma earlier, the freshman. Lonzi now a junior for Connellsville. 22-5 on the year is Vielma, and close to a takedown here. And now looking to lock up a cradle with that, but he'll just have to settle in for the two.
Well, Big Brother's going to have a pretty tough act to follow after Little Brother beat Tyler Capusta.
Right.
Also, how about the job by Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park? He scores 26 points.
Wow.
Against Luke Poland, 26-11 Tech Ball.
That'll give Bethel Park a lead.
Yeah. Blackhawks came to win. They're not shying away from the top-seeded Hillers.
Now this near-side cradle here for Vielma, and he takes him over to his back here.
There you go. Shot the half on the far side to try to finish this.
And Jordan Perks has been pinned. Time of the fall is 54 seconds for Lonzi Vielma. That'll make the score 25-7 as we head 172 pounds here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outski your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
Nick Rohall and Henry Patz. Rohall of Connellsville, Patz of Franklin Regional underway. 25-7 our score. We're at 172 pounds, and obviously Franklin Regional is going to have to make a move here pretty soon. They've got two victories compared to the five bout wins for Connellsville so far.
Six weights left in this one.
And getting the opening takedown here is Rohall for Connellsville. Now separate for a one-point escape. Nick Rohall, a senior for this Falcon team, comes in with a mark of 16-11 on the year.
Nice job by Rohall there at the last second to keep from being forced out by Patz. So he doesn't have to worry about giving up the stall.
Shot attempt there off the edge of the mat. Henry Patz, a junior for Franklin Regional. His mark of 15-8 on the season. In on a single leg here. And Rohall now just trying to hang on to that leg.
Maybe get a stalemate.
Pat's trying to circle, but he can't get his leg free. And there is the stalemate call with 27 seconds to go in the first. Head-to-head here, Rohall and Patz. Now reaching in for a leg here is Patz. On a single, time is running down, and that's going to do it for the first period. Back with second period action after this on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Still 2-1 here in the second period. 17 seconds gone. Rohall leads for Connellsville over Henry Patz of Franklin Regional. And out of bounds they go. Stall warning against Rohall. Ref wanted to see Rohall force the action a little more, I believe. Ear-to-ear tie here between Rohall and Patz.
Good shot.
Rohall in on a single. I'm trying to continue to drive in here.
If he can pull his head out from between the legs of Patz, he's got a good chance to pick up this two. Pat's doing a good job of just locking through the waist, around the waist.
Now trying to get out in a better position here is Rohall, but around that leg, and they do get the stalemate. Eight seconds to go, second period. Coming around, trying to come around behind is Rohall, blocked there by Patz.
A lot. Good bit of action in this match, just not a lot of points to show for it.
Right. Out of bounds with 6 seconds to go, second period.
Again, smaller ring.
And that's the end of two. We're tied at two. Choices to Rohall, and he says, let's go neutral. Decide this on our feet here.
Yeah.
Nick Rohall of Connellsville, Henry Patz of Franklin Regional.
Patz is either pretty good on top or Rohall feels much more comfortable on his feet than a tie match going to the third. We try to jack up those underhooks.
We get stall warning. Now they've both been hit for stalling, so that could also come into play here.
That was an interesting call to call Patz on that because Rohall just jacked him right up with the underhooks and took him out of bounds.
Right. In on a single leg here is Rohall.
Rohall has been in this position a few times this match where he gets in on that single and he just gets flattened out right on his belly.
Yep. Down to 110. Now trying to come up through the legs here potentially is Rohall. Now tries to squeak around behind. Close to getting the two here is Rohall.
There it is.
And there it is.
Big takedown for Rohall.
Nick Rohall takes a 4-2 lead with 50 seconds to go. And he'll cut Pats away, and it's 4-3. In 35 seconds. But keep in mind, Rohall can't just start backing out here either because he's been hit for stalling as well.
Right. He's been able to shoot. He just really hasn't had a whole lot of luck finishing.
Now he does shoot in here on the edge of the mat, but bring him back to the center neutral. 22 sec to go. A 4-3 lead for Rohall. Connellsville leads the match 25-7, looking to increase that lead, but the margin is slim here for Rojal.
Well, just hitting that one good shot is going to give him a little leeway with the official if he does start backing off a little bit. Look out, he almost got dumped, though, by Pats.
Down to 12 seconds. Pats close. If he can get his head free here, Pats is going to get the reversal, and he does. And Pats is going to come from behind and win this thing, getting near fall to boot. It'll be 7-4 wow. After the near fall is awarded. 7-4 final for Henry Pats, and a big win there for Franklin Regional. And that'll make the score 25-10 as we head to 189 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Just underway, Cooper Lembo of Connellsville, Troy McClelland of Franklin Regional, here at 189 pounds. Score 25-10 through eight bouts.
That was a big win by Henry Pats. Pulled it out at the end. If you don't win that one, it becomes 28-7.
Right, if you see Frank, and I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if Franklin Regional comes back in this thing, boy, you can really go to that bout as a potential turning point, because that looked like it was going to be another Franklin Regional loss and was turned a loss into a victory in the very late stages.
Yeah, kind of when you're keeping your baseball scorecard, someone makes a big play in the field and it kind of turns things around. I put a little star by that one.
Not a whole lot of action here between these two thus far at 189 pounds. They'll go out of bounds. Minute five gone. Ooh. In this bout.
Cooper Lembo weighed in today at 171 pounds, and he's wrestling 189. Troy McClelland weighed in at 188. Giving up 17 pounds is Lembo.
And they go out of bounds. Lembo. Well, lost my place. I was looking up some statistics on Cooper Lembo. He's also got a brother here, Parker Lembo. Both sophomores, so I wonder if they're...
Well, Parker's 141 pounds. I guess you could outweigh your twin by 30 pounds.
6-8, Lembo's record on the year as a sophomore.
Okay. Held serve in the first period, 0-0 with Troy McClelland.
Troy McClelland for Franklin Regional is a senior.
You can see the size difference in these two as well.
20-10 on the year is McClellan.
Nice and reach shot.
You saw Lembo reach in and miss that leg, and McClellan able to capitalize with the takedown. 3-0. Hillers might be starting to roll to our right.
Especially if Robbie Allison would have picked up that ball.
That's what I meant, if he's going to get that fall.
Just ran out of time. Robbie Allison's no small human being himself.
McClelland has Lembo flattened out here. 105 to go, second period. Stall warning against Lembo.
Connellsville didn't actually bring a 189. They weighed in three at 172. Rojal wrestled at 172. He's actually the heaviest at 173.4. You almost get the sense Lembo's job here is just to give up as few bonus points as possible.
Right. Well, you got four bouts remaining after this one. Still time for Franklin Regional to come back in this thing. And stall warning resulted in a penalty point for McClellan, the stall against Lembo. Now we're down inside 5 seconds to go, second period. That's going to do it. Bring him back to the center here. 4-0 lead for McClellan.
Got to reset the clock. Got to there you go. Well, he got that in just under the gun, didn't he?
Trying to come around behind and just missed almost potentially getting in position for a cradle. 6-0 now. He's going to let Lembo up is McClellan.
And you had a feeling as this one kind of progressed that this is what Franklin Regional was going to look for. They want bonus points at 189.
And McClellan now take down, let him up, take down, let him up. It's 8-2 right now.
And I think all that extra weight is starting to come into play now as McClellan's starting to push Lembo around the mat.
Needs two more. He needs two more takedowns here, does McClellan, to force it to major territory. He's got a minute and 20 to work with.
Tell you what, though, Lembo forcing it back towards middle before a reshot gets the takedown from McClellan.
Make it 10-2, make it 10-3, and they're out of bounds with 107. 10-3 in favor of McClellan. One more takedown will put it into a major decision. And there's another stall, so that's going to bring it to a major already. And then you get the takedown on the edge. 13-3, now a 10-point lead for McClellan.
Letting him up.
Say, yeah, let's let him up, so make it 13-4. He's already got the 9-point advantage.
Yeah, he wants that. I'll tell you what, Lembo's backing out again.
Oh, and now maybe he's going to take it to his back, and this could be huge for Franklin Regional. Turn that major into a fall, looking for the pin, and he got it. Time is 5:14 for Troy McClellan, and that cuts it to 25-16 with four bouts to go. We're on to 2:15 after this on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowners insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
We're on to 215 pounds. It's Chris Cook of Connellsville who's been taken down in the opening seconds here by Giuliano Marion. Marion of Franklin Regional with the early lead here in this one at 215. The lead 25-16. And taking Cook to his back is Marion. Getting near fall. Holding three and awarding three, it's 5-0 in favor of Giuliano Marion. All of a sudden, this match is turning.
After this one, three weights left. Also means it's going to be Eli Dougherty at heavyweight for Franklin Regional going against Tyler Gallus as the Panthers weighed in two at 215.
Marion riding on top here. Couldn't turn Cook out of that.
Boy, what is going on here? Robbie Allison, he's being held up by his coaches.
Oh, yeah, it looks like his left leg completely.
I don't know if it's that or he landed on his head. And this looks serious with Robbie Allison from Trinity.
Oh, wow, sir. That was quick.
That is 1 minute and 31 seconds time of the fall for Giuliano Marion. And that will cut it to 25-22 with three bouts to go here in the WJPA Network presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saris Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sariscandies.com.
We're at heavyweight now with Tyler Gallas of Connellsville and Eli Dougherty of Franklin Regional. And all of a sudden, it is a three-point match. Connellsville was leading 25-7 not that long ago. Three straight victories for Franklin Regional makes it 25-22.
But once again, big weight difference as Gallus weighs in at 282. Dougherty is bumping up. He weighs 214.
Right.
Boy, and there is a lot of blood over on...
Oh, you ain't kidding.
Over on the red mat.
We got some cleanup coming on mat one. 50 seconds gone here in this first period between Gallus and Dougherty.
Yeah, this is going to be tough. This is for Dougherty. This might be a situation. Try to keep it to a decision. We still got two weights coming up, and we should have two bouts. Franklin Regional is Titus Colangelo at 107, Mike Ruane at 114.
Yeah, and Connellsville doesn't have anybody at 114, but they can bump up the
right. Floor. They've got Tommy Gretz and Nolan Rice at 107. So if you can hold it to a decision here, you're down six going into those last two weights.
Right.
But who knows? Could catch the big man off balance and stick him right through his back if you are Dougherty. But this is a lot of size in Gallus' favor. And there
Gallus
it is
ran
right
out
there.
Of room, though.
But again, on
that's
that mat, that's definitely two.
That's a takedown on the red mat for sure. Gallus, a junior, coming in with a 15-11 mark this season. Couldn't get that takedown, kind of ran out of room on the short mat. Eli Dougherty, a junior for these Franklin Regional Panthers.
I'll tell you what, how good is this going to look?
And Dougherty's mark is only 4-17 on the year, so if he was able to come up with something here against Tyler Gallus, that would be quite an upset.
Well, and how good of a strategist does Matt Levy look like? He leaves Giuliano Marion at 215. He gets the pin. Then if Dougherty can just kind of keep his head above water, he handles those two perfectly. Although this is going to be really hard for Dougherty to get out from underneath of 282-pound Tyler Gallus. And what he's also got to watch here is refs shouldn't be taking the weight difference into consideration. This could be a serious area where he'd get one or two stall calls this period from bottom.
Well, he really just can't do anything underneath all that weight.
No.
Minute 16 to go, second period. Still scoreless here as Gallus rides on top.
They're still trying to get this blood cleaned up over on the Peters Township mat. Did you happen to see whose choice it was?
I did not.
It'd have to be Gallus, don't you think?
I don't know. I think no matter what, when you wrestle heavyweight, you pretty much take bottom to start the second period. There's a stall warning against
Yeah, that's a second stall.
So it doesn't result in a penalty point here to Gallus. Now a power half from Gallus, trying to turn Daugherty. Had to let go of that. Down to 27 seconds to go. Just 1-0. I have a feeling that... See, I don't think Gallus chooses top because I think there's no way Daugherty holds him down. I think it'll be Gallus' choice to choose bottom in the third period.
Oh, yeah, I had that backwards in my head.
Yeah, I don't think... I would be shocked if Daugherty's able to hold Gallus for more than a couple seconds.
Well, that's why I was wondering if it was Gallus' choice. Why not take top? If you've got that much of a weight advantage.
Yeah, but you're giving up an easy point, though, too.
You could. Big pin over here, Bethel Park.
Down to 10 seconds here in the second period. We're about to find out whose choice it is.
That's
in the
right.
Third.
We can stop guessing.
Nobody wants to hear us speculate anyway.
Somebody might. There's those sad, sick individuals.
Hey, you're right. You're right. He chose top.
I thought so. Because Daugherty chooses neutral.
You were correct, sir. I would have, if I'm a guy with that big of a size advantage, I choose bottom. And I'll take down. Because you figure that's an automatic point on the escape.
Well, yeah, you do. You make a good point there, too, unless you don't feel like you're very good on bottom. But even with just that,
just the size
being that much bigger.
Just the size difference. Yeah. Take down here on the edge makes it 3-0 for Gallus. And he'll go back to settling in on top, which
I'll
he
see,
did
if
a
I'm
good
Gallus,
job,
I'd
drop
let
up
him,
in a second period.
If I'm Gallus, I'd let him up.
Nah, he was able to ride in the whole second period.
He was,
but
if if you want to start hunting bonus points.
Right. Be a long way to get there. I think
true.
Your best better bet is to turn him and pin him.
See, but Daugherty can stall out here. He's still got right. 4 points to give.
Right.
He's getting loud on the Trinity Bethel Park mat. Now, see, they should be calling Daugherty for stalling at some point.
He might get turned here. Gallus working that power half here on the left side.
Yeah, see, you got to call him here sometimes.
They call a stalemate.
They did, which I don't agree with at all. Gallus is working for that power half on top. Daugherty's just got his head on the mat. You got to call something. We're tied over on the Peters Township mat.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. There's only two bouts to go there, too.
Yeah, these are two excellent bouts and excellent matches. Now, see, Gallus nearly threw Daugherty.
He's trying to get him on his back now. He's not just satisfied with riding this thing out. Tried to turn him a couple different times there.
I just can't believe this ref hasn't called stalling again. And to Daugherty's credit, if he's not calling it,
right,
why put yourself in a bad position trying to come up?
Agreed. Gets out in front now. There is the stall, and there's a point.
Daugherty's going to get out.
1 point escape. 4-1, but down to 14 seconds. This will extend to Connellsville's lead, but only by 3.
Boy, everything going right for Franklin Regional over these last
few
matches.
Oh, look out. Throw onto the hardwood there. Oh, and that had to be.
That had to hurt.
That had to hurt.
They're going to call injury time for Daugherty.
The
looks
thing
like
is,
okay.
He's got to get out there for 5 more seconds to avoid giving up an injury default here.
And I think as long as he didn't land on his head, they're going to let him go back out. The trainer is doing the right thing. Especially after whatever we saw happen with Allison over here. That did not look good. Looks like they're going to finish.
Yeah, they're gonna, I mean, like I said, he's only got to stand out there for 5 seconds to keep it at a.
But Jason, I know we got to get to break soon. But 172, you get Pats with the big win over Rohall, McClellan a fall at 89, Marion a fall at 215, and now Daugherty is only going to give up the 4-1 decision.
Absolutely, two bouts to go. It's 28-22 now in favor of Connellsville. Two bouts to go, like we said here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Underway here at 107 pounds. We've made the turn, and it's Nolan Rice of Connellsville and Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional.
...28-22 Connellsville. What a run it's been for Franklin Regional over the last four weights.
Now you go back to the last six weights, they won four out of the last six.
Yeah, the only spot on that is Lonzi Vioma getting the pin over Jordan Perks. But Vioma, one of the best for Connellsville, so you had to kind of be expecting that could happen.
Winners of this and Trinity Bethel Park will meet in the championship match. These matches are going to end about the same time, it would appear, both at 107 pounds right now with one bout to go.
And right now the top-seeded Hiller's in a little trouble.
They are.
Although a big reversal there. Now Nolan Rice trying to stop the bleeding for Connellsville.
Stalemate call with 42 seconds remaining. 2-0 lead here for Nolan Rice.
Jason mentioning earlier, whatever match does not involve Trinity is what we will have next. We thought for sure we would have the consolation match.
Thought we would be doing the consolation. We may have the championship match on our call with the Trinity match will be on WJPA AM.
I think that's
as well as
right.
Online. Two nothing lead here for Rice. Rice can clinch it for Connellsville with a victory of any kind. That'll end it. Franklin Regional has to have a come-from-behind win from Titus Colangelo to have a shot to move on.
Rice off to a good start. No, it's, wait.
Yeah, Rice leads.
Well, then why does Colangelo have the red anklets on? I'm assuming the scoreboard's just wrong, isn't it?
Well, you know.
But it's got to be 2-0 Rice. He's on top, and it's the first period.
Yeah.
I think they just got the scoreboard
wrong. I think they just have the color wrong.
Right.
Because actually, if you look on here, it is, Rice is listed as red.
Yeah, but they just got the anklets
backwards. Yeah, they mixed up the anklets,
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure Franklin Regional's been green all match.
How do you do that? When you get all the way into the 12th bout, we're going to mix up the anklet colors.
Caution on top. Oh, no, they're going to call caution on. Now, wait a minute.
They called it on
red.
I
think they did call it on top.
This is going to get more confusing as we go. Okay, now he says caution on green.
Yep.
They need to take those red bands.
Just switch the anklets.
Just take the red off of Colangelo, and it'll make it very much clearer. Now, Colangelo looking for a cradle here, and he may have it locked up.
Doesn't look real tight if he does have it.
I think he has it, but you're right. He's got some work to do.
Yeah,
and he'll
lost
let,
it.
And it pops free, and now the one-point escape will make it 3-0 in favor of Nolan Rice.
Nice shot right along the edge there by Colangelo.
And once that official realized when he held up caution, green, you would think, well, let's just take those red anklets off.
Yeah, because there aren't any green anklets, right?
I haven't seen. I don't know. I don't think so. A bit of a who's got who here situation. And they call a stalemate. Minute to go.
Meanwhile, top-seeded Trinity tied up with Bethel Park, and it's Bethel Park's 107-pounder with a 5-1 lead. Yeah, I guess I could just look at that, couldn't I? Bethel Park, it's either Os Alsadi or Jaden Palomine with the 5-2 lead now.
Palomine has the lead.
Thank you. Yeah, I guess we do have that whole technology thing we could look at.
Sure do. 25 seconds to go here in the second period. 3-0 in favor of Rice. Rice can clinch it for Connellsville with a victory, and he tries to turn Colangelo. He gets the 2 count.
Big takedown.
That'll make it 5-0 with that takedown for Rice.
Boy, Nolan Rice is feeling it too from that top spot.
And this is going to do it. Like I said, if Rice wins this thing, it is decided for Connellsville. Connellsville will move on to the championship match unless Titus Colangelo can erase a 5-0 deficit.
A lot of pressure on the young man. Bethel Park has retaken the lead with one bout to go against top-seeded Trinity. 26-23.
Again, we'll have the whatever mat does not involve the Hillers.
Last chance for Trinity is Jacob Wright at 114. These are two excellent matches coming right down to the wire.
Absolutely. Down to a minute 17 here in this one as Rice is looking to close it out for the Falcons. Riding on top.
Connellsville once stalling on bottom on Titus Colangelo as he's down to 58 seconds. I'll tell you what, too, Rice has got him flat.
Down to 40 seconds to go.
Stalemate called. Restarted. And Colangelo needed that stalemate too because he was going nowhere fast.
Down to 23 seconds as Rice is going to clinch the Falcons a spot in the WPL championship match. They're going to have a stall here.
On Rice.
On Rice, you're right on top, so a restart coming. That's going to make it 31-22 with this decision for Rice, and that will be enough to close it out for Connellsville. What's the call here? They didn't let the clock run all the way down. I'm going to give a penalty point.
Is that stall call?
I don't believe it was a stall. I'm not sure what it was.
Some sort of technical violation.
They give one to Colangelo. And that's going to make the final score. As soon as these 2 seconds run off, they might even kick him out to make it 5-2. So 5-2 with the escape will be the final. 31-22 as Connellsville clinches victory. One bout to go here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
And the final bout is a forfeit to Mike Ruane of Franklin Regional, and that makes our final score 31-28 in favor of Connellsville. They will move on to the WPIL Championship match. We'll run it down for you when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near CONSOL Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Frank from Washington Financial Bank here. I may be stuck in the 70s, but did you know you can manage your moolah right from your computer or device with Washington Financial Bank's app? You can deposit, transfer, and even pay your bills from the convenience of home. So much for apps being just fondue and pigs in a blanket. Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank.
Bank with Frank and see how far community banking has come at Washington Financial Bank. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Let's run it down for you. You got the finals there, Mr. Fox?
Yes, 121 pounds, winner by fall for Connellsville. 242, Zach Franks over Sal Nassif made it 6-0. 127 pounds, major decision for Franklin Regional's Chase Smith. 9-1 over Chase Sparks, made it 6-4. Kai Vielma with a huge win, 4-2 over Tyler Capusta, made it 9-4. 139 pounds, Julian Ruggieri. 5-12 the time of his fall over Nico Sarnik, made it 15-4. 145 pounds, Evan Petrovich, 14-1 major decision for Connellsville over Cohen Bucciconi, 19-4. Then Franklin Regional went on a run. Ethan Cartwright, 7-2 decision over Colton Turek, made it 19-7. Lonzi Vielma, huge victory in 54 seconds. A fall over Jordan Perks, made it 25-7. Franklin Regional, Henry Patz, 7-4 decision over Nick Rohall, made it 25-10. Then a fall for Troy McClellan of Franklin Regional. 5 minutes, 47 seconds, 25-16 as he pins Cooper Lembo. 215 pounds, Giuliano Marion makes it 25-22. A fall in 131 over Chris Cook. Heavyweight, Tyler Gallus of Connellsville, 4-1 win over Eli Dougherty, made it 28-22. And then Nolan Rice clinched it at 107 for Connellsville with the 5-2 victory over Titus Colangelo. Mike Ruane caps the scoring for Franklin Regional, receives a forfeit at 114. And looks like your Hillers may pull this thing out, Jason Tennant.
They may, as Jake Wright has his man on his back here for near fall. What I don't know is what the tiebreaker is. If he doesn't get this fall,
Good point.
I'm not sure what the tie break is.
Well, the Trinity coaches are telling him, hold him right there. So they got to think that
right. They've
got the tiebreaker.
If this thing ends with a right decision, Trinity looked like, yeah, they're celebrating. They must know they have the tiebreaker about one, I'm assuming. And Trinity's going to move on.
Couple of great matches in this AAA semifinal round.
We're going to come back and name our, for the semifinals, we're going to name our outstanding wrestler, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And our outstanding wrestler, Bobby Fox.
There were a lot of good choices for Connellsville. Got guys like Nolan Rice, who clinched it at the end. You got Lonzi Vioma, who picked up a quick fall. But we're going to go with a Vioma. But it's Kai Vioma, the freshman, upsetting Tyler Capusta of Franklin Regional 4-2 at 133. Big win for him, and it goes a long way to Connellsville advancing to the WPIL Team Championship match by a final score of 31-28. Congratulations to Kai Vioma.
This event and the broadcast race to it of the sole exclusive property of the WPIL is broadcasted and intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and the use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. So the matchup is set. The championship finals will feature Trinity versus Connellsville, and you'll be able to catch that on WJPA AM 1450, also online at WJPA.com, and the video feed, which we are providing the audio for, will be on the NFHS network. Bobby and I will have the consolation match coming up on this very stream. It is available online, WJPA.com, and we are providing the audio for that on the NFHS network stream as well. And that matchup will be Franklin Regional versus Bethel Park for third place in the WPIL and a spot in the the PIAA team tournament to start this coming week. So stick around. They're saying wrestling to begin in about 15 minutes, so it won't be long. We'll have that consolation for you getting underway. This broadcast of the WJPA Sports Network has been presented by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, on Main Street, Hickory, online, dayinsurance.com. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, people you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by Washington Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. And by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Broadcast also brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital and Washington Financial Bank. Download the app and bank like Frank at washfin.bank. We'll be back here very shortly. Set time of 3:20. For the start of the 3A consolation between Bethel Park and Franklin Regional. This has been a production of the WJPA Sports Network.